Okay, great to see some of the alumni back joining in with Yeshivat Leiv Shlomo for the alumni shiur. So fantastic to see guys coming back. You guys give us tremendous chizuk when you come back to the Beis Medrash. It's a pleasure to have you. I was told that I think this shiur is really supposed to be just 45 minutes, so I'm going to end by 12:30. If anybody needs to leave in the middle, maybe 12:35. If you need to leave in the middle, you can feel free to leave. So it's great to see you guys in Mechazik up so much. Gemara says, Yoser Mimash Egel Rotelino Kapar Rotelahanik. More than the calf wants the nurse from the mom, so the mom needs to nurse. The mom needs to express milk. When a nursing mother doesn't nurse, she has to express the milk. She'll be in pain if she can't nurse. So that's the way the Rabbeim are to the Talmidim. So when the Talmidim come back and say and show that they still want to have a connection to the Rebbe through learning, this is like the greatest bracha for a Rebbe. The topic that I want to speak about is Chol HaMoed, as was advertised. We're going to speak very briefly about the laws of Chol HaMoed, a little bit more about the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, and finally to speak a little bit about Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So we begin source number one with a Mechilta de Rashbi. Mechilta de Rashbi, that's the Mechilta, that's the Medrash Halacha on Shmos. The Mechilta states, Vayom HaRishon Mikar Kodesh, Vayom HaShvi Mikar Kodesh, B'machal uv'mishte uv'ksus nikiyah. It's a misprint. I don't know what that word was supposed to say. B'machal uv'mishte uv'ksus nikiyah. Ein li eliyom tov HaRishon v'achon shein kruyim Mikar Kodesh, cholo shel moed minayin. So even Chol HaMoed is called Mikra Kodesh. Even Chol HaMoed is called Mikra Kodesh. And therefore the Mechilta learns from this that even during Chol HaMoed, one is obligated to honor the Yom Tov with what? With certain types of special foods, we'll talk in a moment. And with Ksus Nikiyah, you're supposed to also wear special clothing on Chol HaMoed. You're supposed to wear some special clothing, and we'll see in a second that the food requirements of Chol HaMoed and the dress requirements of Chol HaMoed do not approach, according to most poskim, do not approach the level of Yom Tov itself. One is not obligated to wear Big Day Yom Tov or Big Day Shabbos. One is not obligated to eat bread as you are obligated to eat on Shabbos and Yontif. However, you are obligated to eat a little bit nicer, as we'll see in a second, a little bit fancier foods than weekday, and also to dress in a little bit of a more respectable way than you would on a weekday. If you look at source 2, towards the end, we'll get to the first part of it a little bit later in this year, but source 2 will get, if you look towards the end, in the place where it's bolded, Gam chayav l'chabed chol hamoed b'machal uv'mishte uv'ksus nekiya shelo yinag bahen minag chol. Where does that come from? That comes from the Rambam. If you look for a moment, just jump ahead for a second to source number 5. The Rambam says in source number 5, Shivas yimei ha-Pesach u'shmonas yimei ha-Chag. All 7 days of Pesach in Eretz Yisrael and all 8 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael. Im shar yamim tovim kulam asurim behesbe v'tainas v'chayad v'yos ben sameach. You have an obligation of simchas yom tov v'tov lev hu v'anav ishto v'nei besim v'chal anil malav shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha. So you see, all 7 days you have an obligation of simcha, and that wasn't the Rambam that I really wanted you to see. That's part of it. You see, even Chol HaMoed, all 7 days you have an obligation of simcha. But take a look at a second of the Rambam in source number 11, where the Rambam says in source 11, Chol HaMoed, Av Mishalo Nerabo Shabbason, even though it doesn't say Shabbason, V'nikra Mikra Kodesh, V'arehu Zman Chagiga Mikdash, Aser Basias Malacha, there is an Isser Malacha, which we'll get to in a second of Chol HaMoed, Kidei Shelo Yiyeh, Kishar Yimei HaChol, She'ein Bohen Kedusha Klal. The Rambam has this concept that Chol HaMoed has to be distinguishable than other days of Chol. Since it is Mikra Kodesh, you have to distinguish it in a certain way. We'll see in a second, that's why there's a shtickle Isser Malacha, But Hanogea Lamaisa, it says in Halacha, at least the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that one is chayev to be mechabed Chol HaMoed b'machal u'v'mishteh. You're supposed to have some good foods. We're going to see in a second that since the Rambam just stated that Simchas Yom Tov applies on Chol HaMoed, so therefore it would stand to reason that one should drink wine on Chol HaMoed. One should drink wine on Chol HaMoed. Please don't get drunk. It was just Purim. That was a different schmooze. Not interested in that. But one is supposed to drink some wine, not to get drunk, but just to drink a little bit of wine. There is a mitzvah. That's what it says in Rambam. That's the way men experience simcha. But whichever way a man experiences simcha, that's the way you're supposed to do it. As you all know, the Rambam says that everybody's supposed to be mesameach. So Simchas Yontif applies all 8 days of Pesach, Simchas Yontif. So to eat meat, and to drink wine, so that's appropriate on Chol HaMoed, to go out of your way to try to make sure to eat meat and drink wine, because you're supposed to have a little bit nicer food than you have, let's say, on Stam a day. And you're also supposed to wear clothing that's a little bit nicer than your Stam clothing on Chol HaMoed. Maybe, let's say, if you don't always wear a button-down shirt, maybe Chol HaMoed you should wear a button-down shirt. Maybe if you always wear a button-down shirt on Chol HaMoed, you should wear a white shirt. Maybe if you always wear a white shirt on Chol HaMoed, you should wear a tie. I don't, whatever it is, it should be a little bit nicer. It doesn't have to be Yontif Dik. It doesn't have to be Yontif Dik. But it should be a little better than Chol, but it doesn't have to be Yontif Dik. That's what it says over here. Look what the Mishnah Berurah says, the end of Source 2. The Einu Mechuyev Lechol Pas, right, Dafka, B'Chol HaMoed. You're not Mechuyev to eat bread during Chol HaMoed. And by the way, there's a very important halachic nafkamina because of that. If you forget Yalav Yavo and Chol HaMoed, you don't have to go back because there is no obligation to eat bread. However, he says, V'rakt Osir L'Sanos, Mikol Makom, L'chadchila Mitzvah L'kvo Asud Ala Pas, Achas B'Layla V'Achas B'Yom, L'chadchila, there is a mitzvah min Amuvchar to have bread, two meals on Chol HaMoed, the kevan de mitzvah lechabdo ba'achila v'shesia ve'ikar achila hu lechem. Since there's a mitzvah of kavod and oneg, the mitzvahs of kavod and oneg yom tov do apply, and therefore it's a mitzvah min amuvchor to have bread for two seudas on Chol HaMoed as well. But if you don't do that, meat and wine in terms of simchas yatav is also important. Similarly, in the Sharat Zion, also authored, of course, by the Chafetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah, same author. The Sharat Zion writes in the bolded part in Source 3, Uma de mashma me amechilta now, the tzarech lechabdo ba'achilu shesiyo ksus nekiya, yesh loma dahaynu lechabdo yosu mimos hachol, lechol zeh. Aval eino mechuyiv ledmosa legamri b'zeh liyom tov. You see what he says? You're obligated to honor it a little bit more than a yom chol, but not quite. Like, the mimikra kodesh shelo, Yafin mechagiga yirches lechad tana. We'll see that. The isra malacha b'chol hamoed v'afilachim b'kalina b'davar avin. I read the mikra kodesh shelo kiyum kodesh the yomtov. He actually, the Sharat Zion actually learns this din out from what we're about to speak about in the next part of the shir. The Sharat Zion learns that the kedushas hayom of chol hamoed is a step above chol, but a step below yomtov from the way the Torah and the Rishonim relate to the isra malacha on chol hamoed, which we're going to talk about in a moment. There's some malach on Chol HaMoed. So the Sharat Zion learns that since we see as far as the Isra Malacha nuances of difference between Yom Tov itself as opposed to Chol HaMoed, that shows me, Lagabi, the whole Kedushas Hayom of the day, that there's nuances of difference between Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov. And therefore, you're not obligated to dress quite the same way, and you're also not obligated to eat quite the same foods. Similarly, in the Aruch HaShulchan, Chol HaMoed havi chiyuv l'chabdo k'tzas v'machal u'mishte u'beged she'enu shel chol. Aruch HaShulchan as well. This is a real din that a lot of people don't know, a lot of people don't observe, but it's a din. Aruch HaShulchan says, havi chiyuv l'chabdo k'tzas v'machal u'mishte u'beged she'enu shel chol. Okay. So, right. Now, and we mentioned before that as far as Simchas Yom Tov is concerned, Simchas Yom Tov, that applies in full force in Chol HaMoed. 100% Midoraisa on Chol HaMoed, Simchas Yom Tov, that there's no difference. So, between Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov, right? That's what the Rambam says. Shivas Yemei HaPesach U'Shmonas Yemei HaChag Yom Tovim Kulam asim esan. V'chay avad m'yos ben sameach v'tov leib. The Rambam makes no distinction as far as simchas yontif. Right? Aval bisha simcha murukan is korban shlamim. As we know, the famous Rambam, yesh b'chlal osa simcha. Right? Kol echad okor. That's why you have to buy your wife nice clothing and your children if they eat candy and the men, the Rambam says, supposed to drink wine and eat meat. So the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, that applies the same way on Chol HaMoed as it does elsewhere. So there's no distinction. That's why in terms of Simchas Yontif, however you define it, right, which the Rambam understands to be a little bit fluid depending on who you are, so that applies on Chol HaMoed as well. Now, Rabbi Yisai, what about the Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed? What about the Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed? So here you have the Sugya in Chagiga, which I quote almost all of it here. Almost all of it in source number 6. Gemara says as follows: Mechlal the Tavar Sfilu the Cholos Shemoed Asa Basias Malacha. Both Rish Lakish and Yochan that have a side machlokas over there in Chegiga Dafyin Ches, they all agree that Chol HaMoed is Asa Basias Malacha. Menoha Nimili. How do you know that Chol HaMoed is Asa B'Malacha? Detana Rabbanan Eschaga Matzos Tishmar Shiv Vasyamim Limit Al Cholos Shemoed She Asa Basias Malacha Divi Rabbi Yoshia. Look at Rashi in source 7. Eschag amatzas tishmar shivas yamim limid al cholos shemoid she'aser basias malacha derosh bay eschag amatzos tishmar v'chol tishmar as haras lo sasehu shomrehu min amalacha. So Rashi seems to understand pasha pshat of the Gemara, and that's the simple pshat of the Gemara. The simple pshat of the Gemara is there's an iser doraisa to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Pasha pshat of the Gemara, Pashup Shad and Rashi is an Isser Doraisa to do Malacha on Chol HaMoed. It's learned that from a Pasuk. Rashi says Tishmor. Tishmor is Lashon of Lav. Right, Kol, we all know the Klal, Hishomer, Lav, Pen, and Al. Anytime it says a language of Shmira in the Gemara, so in the Torah, that's a Lav. So, Limin Ach, Divir Rabbi Yoshia. And doesn't sound like from the Gemara anybody argues this until the end. You'll see in a second. Rabbi Yoshia said, Amar, Eimel Tzarech, you don't need the Rosh. Kavachoymer. So what's Eila Moadei Hashem Asher Tekru is some more Kroy Kodesh, just like the Mechilta had the same vart. L'amedcha she'aser basiyas melacha eilam o'adei Hashem Hashem k'rosem mikra kodesh. Mikra kodesh is Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is aser basiyas melacha. So says the Gemara in Yuches. You see the dots there. I left out some stuff. The Gemara says ho'el v'kari mikra kodesh dinu she'aser basiyas melacha. Pashup pshat in the entire Gemara is it's an iser doraisa to do melacha on Chol HaMoed. Pashup pshat is an iser doraisa. So where do the defenses of this shita begin to break down? Where do the defenses begin to break down? The last part of the Gemara. The last part of the Gemara says something strange. Tanya idach, sheshes yamim tocha matzos vayom ashvi atzeres lashem, mashvi otzer mimalacha, ab sheshes yamim atzer mimalacha, I mashvi otzer b'chol malacha, ab sheshes yamim atzer b'chol malacha. You might have thought, just like the seventh day of Pesach, every malacha is aser. You might have thought that all malacha is also aser on Chol HaMoed. Tamad lomar uvayom hashvi atzeres. Hashvi atzer b'chol malacha ve'ein shishiyom atzer b'chol malacha. Halom misaran akosav ela l'chachamim lomar l'cha eze yom aser ve'eze yom mutter eze malacha asur ve'eze malacha muteres. Oh. So here you have the first source, a strange source that it is, that somehow from this drasha in the Gemara we learn out that even though the Torah says that there's an Isser Malacha all 7 days, we have this category called Lo Misara HaKosav Ela L'Chachamim. The Torah gives it over to the rabbis to decide which days are full Isser Malacha and which days are partial Isser Malacha. And within the days that are partial Isser Malacha, which Malachos are in fact Asur and Chol HaMoed, and which Malachos are in fact not Asur and Chol HaMoed. Wow. What exactly does that mean? Lo Misa, it's Doraisa. But the Torah leaves it up to the rabbis to decide which malachas are okay. So you see already there's a little bit of ambiguity. Now, Rashi, I pointed out to you, Shitas Rashi seems clearly to be that Malechas Chol HaMoed is an Isser D'Oraisa. Rashi says, Tishmar, look, there's other Rashis, Limon Al Chol HaMoed, Vachi Darish Beith, the bottom line, Lo Sasu Shivas Yamim, V'chag HaSukos K'siv, V'aleh HaKaim Achmas Nisa, Mikroi Kodesh Mashma Kadshei Basis Malacha. Now, what does Rashi say on Hare Lo Misar Nakas V'alcham Klomar? Whatever Rashi says, Kloimar, right? That means that there's different ways to learn it. Kloimar, me'achar shamalacha kosef shenatsur me'malacha v'lo b'kulan v'lo pirish ezu hamuteres ve'ezu asura. It doesn't say which malachas mutter. Da u're'esh lo m'sar l'chacham ma'yodim lo'avin al ezu l'hat al hetel ezu l'hat al yisr. Behem yom reiza yom tov al pikidush ariyah v'asa b'chol malacha v'ezeu chol shamoy she'asa b'chol malacha v'chol shamoy yagidu l'cha eze malacha asura davar she'eno avod eze malacha muteres davar avod. We'll talk about that in a minute. Comes along Tosfos on the spot in Chagiga, and Tosfos throws this issue up to a question. Chol shamoy asa b'asiyas malacha. The pashat mashmos of the Gemara is the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed is an Isser De'oraisa. Says Tosfos, L'chora Mashmah De'Malacha De'Mitzvah Rebemi De'oraisa. L'chora, it seems from the simple pshat of the Gemara, that Malacha, whatever Malachas on Chol HaMoed are Isser, are in fact Isser Mi De'oraisa. D'mapaklemi Pasuk! Learn that from a Pasuk. V'chem B'perak Beis De'Moed Katan, the Gemara says Moed Katan, Lo mi boy ovel de midrabanan el afil chol shemoy doiraisa. The Gemara seems to say black on white that moed katan dafir alvam and beis that the iser malacha on chol hamoed is an iser deoraisa. Bechein pirish hasan bekuntris. That's Rashi Shita. Kasha le Rabbeinu ta. Oh, what's the big kasha, Rabbi Sai? Din kein davar ha'avud the kama malachas the sharina hasan heichi mishteru. Tosfos' kasha in Chagiga is, wait a second. The Gemara in Moed Katan says that you are permitted to do malacha for davar ha'avud on Chol HaMoed. What's davar ha'avud? Davar ha'avud means if you're going to stand to lose money, if you don't go into work on Chol HaMoed, if you're going to lose money, you're going to lose pay, if they're going to dock you pay, you're going to lose money, then it's permitted to go to work on Chol HaMoed. As I state in the Gemara Moed Katan, says Beferish Moed Katan, that to do malacha on Chol HaMoed for Davar HaAvud, right, Hashavas Aveda, the language of Aveda, something you're going to lose, if you're going to lose money, it's permissible. Asks Rabbeinu Tam, V'chi heichon matzinu iser doraisa, miktsaso aser miktsaso mutter. Where have we ever seen an iser doraisa that's negotiable? An iser doraisa that, well, if you're going to lose money because of the Issa D'Oraisa, so you don't have to perform the Issa D'Oraisa. Usually we assume that Issurim D'Oraisa, you're not allowed to violate Issa D'Oraisa even if you're going to lose money. Even if you're going to lose all your money. To do a mitzvah, saseh, so you have to spend only maybe a fifth of your money to do a mitzvah, saseh. But to not violate a lo saseh, you have to lose all your money. You have to spend all your money. Fas epis, the davar ha'avod should be a heter. So Tosfos says, Hechi, Mr. Vichy, Hechan Matsini, Mr. Doraisa, Mixasa, Mixasa, Mutter. Va'o, this name, Perikim, the Megillah, Komakum, Shain Yom Tov, the Yesh Musaf, Korindal, Kigon Cholo Shalmod, Verosh Chodesh. I'm a low Mitzer Malacha. It says, Ain Yom Tov. Oh, we'll see that in a moment. Is Chol HaMoed called Yom Tov or not? Is Chol HaMoed called Yom Tov? What's it, Nafkamina? Rabbi Sai, you're going to bench on Chol HaMoed because you're going to be Mekayim the mitzvah min amuvcha, right? The Mishnah Berurah said the mitzvah min amuvcha is to wash and bench, right? So in benching, when you get to the end of benching, right? Every yontif this happens to me, right? You get to the end of benching, it's going to be Pesach, right? It's going to get to Chol HaMoed, the end of benching. You're going to get to the harachaman. It's Chol HaMoed. Nu? Do you say harachaman hu yan chilenu yom shekulo tov?
Rabbi, I finish with Aya Chasrinu. Don't bother me. Harachamanu Yan Chileinu Yom Shekulo Tov. Harachamanu Yan Chileinu Yom Shekulo Tov. Nu, you're going to say it in Chol HaMoed or not? So we'll see that in a moment. Might depend on this Shaila. We'll see it in a second. The Gemara says in Maseches Megillah in the third parak, Chol HaMoed is not called Yom Tov. Midakamar de ain Yom Tov. Oh, the Kaile Bahadi Rosh Chodesh, the Rabbanan, could that mean to be Shami de Titus? Oh, Rabosai. The Titus, who will welcome Shet, Nagu, Hale Nasi, the Regil, the Lamabit Avita, Beresh Yacham, and Hagu. For oh, listen to this with these words from the Shami, very, very important. What's the whole idea behind Chalamoid? What's the whole purpose? Vod. Matsinu be Shami, Beperak Shani, Devoid Katan, Klum Astru Malacha. Ella Kadeshu Ochlin Vishosin Viyu Yigayim Batoira. Why did Chazal institute an Isser Malacha? Tosis is going to say in a few moments that the Isser Malacha, Tosis thinks the Isser Malacha in Chol HaMoed is only an Isser Derabana. What's, but even if you say it's Doraisa, what's the whole point of the Isser Malacha? Why do we tell you not to go to work Chol HaMoed if you're not going to lose any money, or if you're willing to lose the money? You're allowed it. You're allowed to not go to work if you're willing to lose the money. But if you're going to lose the money, you have a right not to go to work. So the Yerushalmi wants to know, what's the whole point of forbidding malacha on Chol HaMoed? What's the whole point? What's the whole point of it? The whole point of forbidding the malacha on Chol HaMoed is so you should have time to learn. Because the whole idea of Chol HaMoed is try to engage in spiritual pursuits. That's what the Yushami says. Chlum asur malach el kadeshu ochlin v'shosin v'yu yigeim batorah v'hein pochazin v'ochlin v'shosin mashma lishna demidirabonanhu. That language of chlum asru malacha, chlum asru, who did it? Who asked it? What does it sound like? Who did it? The Chachamim. Klum asru malacha elakadeshi ochlim v'shosin. That's the language of the Yushalmi. Mash malishna demidirabbananu. Dechein beperek beis demod katan gabi levachli chavin malachti b'mod uboi b'gemar. Okay, skip down. Okay, yesh lidchos. Mikol makom, I'm about 3/5 of the way down. Mikol makom, mash malafiha emes. First word of the line is delo. Delo mitzarak midirabbanan. Tosi disagrees with Rashi. Tosas holds the Isser Malach and Chol HaMoed. There's only an Isser Midrabanan. The Chikamar Hasan Barish Pirka Lomi Boy Avil Derabanan Elafil Chol HaShemoy Daraisa. What did the Gemara mean? Chol HaShemoy Daraisa, Tosas? Didn't really mean Daraisa. It meant it has a smach. Ke'en Daraisa Gom Fishesh Lo Smach. Ikra Daraisa. Abi Yimei Ha'evel Lek'a Smach Nam Dibri Kabole Ichsiv Ha'fakti Chageichem La'evel Pasuk in Amos. So that has no source in the five books of Moses. So it's only a source from Amos, so that's a lower level Derabbanan. But the Derabbanan of Chol HaMoed at least has a source in the Torah, so it's more serious. Shapirish ba'arvein psachim, gavei kolam avazes amordos, kigon osa malacha b'chol HaShemoed. Wow. You know what the Gemara says over there? I think, if I'm not mistaken, psachim kuf yudches. What's that Gemara? Kol hamavazes amordos, kigon osa malacha b'chol HaShemoed. The Rashbam says, it's ki'ilu ovei avodah zarah. That's what the Gemara says over there. You do malacha on Chol HaMoed, it's like you worship the avodah zarah. So Tosis is saying, wait, if it's just a din derabbanan, you know, why is that avodah zarah? So he says, kol hamavazes amodos. The Rashbam says it means he did malach and chol hamoed. Tosis saying the Rashbam sheet is like Rashi that it's an issa doraisa. V'hal lesa. But says Tosis, the Rashbam is wrong. The rabbanan havi with the kibirishis. Okay. Now Rabosai, Tosis alluded to the fact that the Gemara Moed Katan elsewhere says that there are exceptions to the rule. So Rabosai, we have this dispute about whether or not Malach and Chol HaMoed is Doraisa or Derabbanan. We have this dispute. Is doing Malach and Chol HaMoed, but we have to take a step back here. Which Malachos are we saying are Usser? even the shittas that hold melechas chalamoid is doraisa, there's certain leniencies that you're allowed to do melech on chalamoid. So what are you allowed to do melech on chalamoid for? So, again, cutting through the chase just to make it more practical for you guys, because we have chalamoid coming up, there are five categories of melacha that are permissible on chalamoid. Whether you say melechas chalamoid is doraisa derabanan, either way, five categories that are permissible. What are the five categories that are permissible? So I list them for you here. So the biggest one is tzorech hamoed. Tzorech hamoed. Anything you do for tzorech hamoed, question is how broadly you define tzorech hamoed, right? How broadly you define. Well, I feel like listening to the radio now, so that's tzorech hamoed. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. Maybe it is tzorech hamoed. So tzorech hamoed means that it's going to help you celebrate the yontif better. Ochel nefesh is already mutter on yontif. It's also mutter on chol hamoed. For food, anything for food, everything's permissible. For food, davar ha'avod we mentioned before. What's davar ha'avod if you're going to stand to lose money? Ein lo ma yochel, a guy who has no food. He has zero food, so he's allowed to work. He's allowed to work. Even if he's not going to lose by not working, but he's allowed to work to make money. And tzarchei rabbi. However, there are also five chumras of malach on chalamoy. We'll have to see how to put the kulas together with the chumras. We'll try briefly to do that at the end a little bit. So maisa uman, generally malacha that requires a craftsman. Let's say if your shoes are broken on chalamoy, and you need the shoes, tzorech hamoy. You need the shoes for yontif. But it requires a shoemaker to fix them. So it's usser to get your shoes fixed if it's a maise uman, even if it's tzorech hamoed. So you have to see how these things interplay. Tircha yisera, something that requires tremendous amount of effort. Let's say you want to move. You're going to move out of your dorm room and into the house. You have to schlep everything and schlep all your stuff. That might be tircha yisera. I think Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, someone should not move on Chol HaMoed because it's Tircha Yisera. Mechavei Malach to Lamoed. Let's say your shoes were broken, but they've been broken for a month. Let's say it doesn't need a Maisa Uman. It doesn't need a Maisa Uman to fix your shoes. A Hedjot could do it too. You're going to fix your shoes. You're going to do something. A Hedjot could fix it also. But you could have done it for 3 weeks before Yadav. And you waited specifically for Chol HaMoed to get it done. No good. Can't do that either. Tashlum Malach, you're going to get paid for it. And Bitsina, Befarhesi is a problem. So we'll try to see how all these things interact. In order for us to understand why these things were heterim, like we said before, especially if you hold this in Issa Doraisa, Vas Epis that the rabbis came along and said, well, it's in Issa Doraisa, but Lo Basar HaKosav, the rabbi said, so Davar HaAvod is okay. So you have to go back to what's the reason for the Isser Malach? What's either the Doraisa or certainly if it's the Rabbanan? What's the reason? And the reasons are very, very important for us to understand what the whole nature of the whole point is. So here we have a Rambam, the Yerushalmi quoted before by Tosfos and the Ritva. We already saw the Yerushalmi quoted by Tosfos. What's the whole point of the Isser Malacha? The point of the Isser Malacha is to give us more time to eat and drink and study Torah. To more time to enjoy. So that's why there's an Isser Malacha. We don't want you doing Malacha. So you can be eating and drinking and enjoying and learning Torah. The Rambam says, as we quoted before, Kedei shelo yiyeh kishar yimei achol. Aser basiyas Malacha. Why? Kedei shelo yiyeh kishar yimei achol. And the Ritva in Moed Katan says, very important. The Ritva takes the whole story through. Kitam iser malacha b'moed hu mishum tircha. The reason why you have an iser malacha on chol hamoed is because we don't want you doing so much work. We don't want you working so hard. Because that's a bizayon to the yontif, the fact that you're working so hard. V'shelo l'mayit b'simchas haregel. If I gotta go to work, I'm angry, I'm upset. I don't like going to work. I like vacation days. So it gets me upset. So it's going to be mamayit and simchas yontif. Olafika achi tiru chachamim
Kol shehu tzorech hamoed. And therefore, the rabbis permitted anything that's tzorech hamoed. So obviously, it goes without saying. If the whole reason for the Isser Malacha is because we're worried about Simchas Yontif, so if doing the Malacha is going to aid and abet your Simchas Yontif, obviously it's permissible. Did everybody hear that logic that I just said? Right? If the Ritva writes that the whole point, if Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, that the whole point in the Isser Malacha is because we want you to have more time for Simchas Yontif, so clearly a Malacha that will give you more Simchas Yontif, right? Driving a car to go play baseball, if that's going to give you your Simchor, to go play ball or to go watch a game or something, that's going to give you more Simchas Yontif, so clearly that Malacha is permissible. Or doing Malacha that's going to help you Simchas Yontif, so clearly that is going to be permissible. Similarly, he says, "V'chol shu davar ha'avud." If you're going to lose money by not doing the malacha, so then the whole point of not doing malacha is what? Is what? To help your what? To help your simchas yontif. If you're going to not do the malacha and lose money, that ain't going to help your simchas yontif. So says the Ritva in Ma'ariv Katan. That's why the rabbis permitted doing malacha in a case of davar ha'avod, you're going to lose money because it's going to affect your simchas yontif. Hello? You hear what I'm saying here? It's not me, the Ritva said. So, v'chol shu davar ha'avod, kidei shelo yehe doeg alav edaso v'nivna misimchas yontif v'chein itiru schar pe'ula she'en lo mayocha. Similarly, the guy who has no food, he doesn't have food, he's not going to be able to simchas yontif. So I have to ask the Shiloh. Maybe when Rabbi Leibowitz comes back, I'll ask him. Like for me, if I don't answer emails during Chol HaMoed, if after Yontif I'm going to have, if the whole Yontif I'm going to know that I'm going to have 700 emails to respond to after Yontif, it's going to shter my Simchas Yontif. My frum son came back from the Mir. So he's telling me, you know, you can't answer your emails on Yontif. He's telling me, I can't answer my emails on Yontif. I tried to explain to him, I hear you. I'm telling you, it's gonna be really shter my Simchas Yontif if I can't knock off those, just get it clean. You know, for me, like, if I ever get it down to under 30 emails in my inbox, for me, it's like Yeshua. It's like, it's mamish, like Mashiach came. It's like mamish, it's like winning a championship, you know. Like, to have less than 30, less than 20, less than 10, like, it happens once every 3 years. I have less than 10. Emails they have to respond to. So all this stuff comes in. So I have a shiloh. Like for me, it's a shiloh and simchas yontif. Can I get rid of my emails? Because that'll give me menuchas hanefesh, knowing that I have a clear inbox. So I have to ask a shiloh about that. Well, let's see what Rabbi Leibowitz says when he comes back. Let's see what he has to say. It's great. I asked my shilohs to my talmidim. It's fantastic. Anyway. But, so once you understand the whole point, so the Rambam says it shouldn't be like Yom Chol. Yerushalmi says you should have more time to learn. The Ritva says it's to help you be Mesameach. So we understand why Tzorech Yontif and Davar HaAvod is not included in the Yisr, because Adarabba, Davar HaAvod is going to detract. If you don't do the Malacha, you're going to lose your Simchas Yontif. So if the whole point of the Yisr Malacha is to help your Simchas Yontif, makes sense that Davar HaAvod you're allowed to do. Okay, enough on that topic. Back to what we were talking about before. Another issue about whether the Isser Malechas Chol HaMoed is an Isser Doraisa Derabanan, another issue that's affected is, do you say the words in the Harachamans, do you say Harachaman Hu Yan Chileni Yom Shekulo Tov in benching? For those of us who bench the way you're supposed to bench, by saying the whole benching, don't stop at Aliyah Chasrin, none of that business. So if you go through to the end, so on Sukkot, on Chol HaMoed, you're going to say Harachamon Yachim Lanu Sukkot David Anofalas. Fine, you're going to say that on Chol HaMoed also, but on Pesach you got nothing to say. So in Chol HaMoed, do you say Harachamon Yan Chilu Yom Shkulo Tov? So it's interesting, even though I said before there's no chiv to eat bread, and therefore you don't have to repeat benching if you forget Yalav Yavo and Chol HaMoed. However, what about saying Harachmon Yanchil Yom Shkula Tov? So, if you look at the Magen Avraham in Source 13, what does he say? Uvecholo Shel Moed Omer, etc. Shema Mina Dechol Amoed Lo Mikre Yontif. The Magen Avraham comments, Chol Amoed is not called Yontif. The Taz agrees to this also. The Ein Lomar Becholo Shel Moed Bebirkas Hamazon. Got all those abbreviations there. The Ein Lomar Becholo Shel Moed Bebirkas Hamazon. Harachamon Yanchilenu L'Yom Shekulo Tov. You should not say Harachamon Yanchilenu Shekulo Tov. Why? Because it's not Yontif. And the Achronim say, oh, but the Ritva disagrees. Look at the next source. The Ritva says, Va'agav Urchin Shaminon is the Ritva in Sukkah. You may remember the Sugya in Sukkah. Who here learned Sukkah? Anybody learned Sukkah? You guys learned Sukkah in high school, didn't you? So you probably learned this Ritva. Maybe not. Va'agav Urchin Shaminon, Dechol Ol Shel Moed Yom Tov Mikri. He came unto Asher Basias Melacha. Oh, the Ritva in Sukkah says Chol Hamoed is called a Yontif. Mikavan to Asur Basias Malacha. Look at the third line. Umash Einan, this is really a side point that will confuse you. Umash Einan Omer B'chol HaShamoid B'tfila Es Yom Tov Mikra Kodesh Hazeh. On Chol Hamoed, you don't say Yontov. We don't say that on Yontov either. But Lefisha Osen Bo Malacha B'davar Avod V'shalola Zalzal B'Yontov Mamish She'yu Sfurim She'im Shavim B'Kedusha Kevin She'shavim B'Shvos. Okay. How do we paskin? Look inside the Mishnah Berurah. Do we paskin like the Magen Avraham? V'chol HaShamoed Shema Mina D'chol Mod Lo Mikri Yomtif V'ein Lo V'chol HaShamoed B'Kas HaMaz V'Rachim V'Yachim V'Shkol HaTov V'Yomtif. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you should not say, Mishnah Berurah paskins on Chol HaMoed, you should not say HaRachim V'Yachim V'Shkol HaTov. Some of the Achronim say it depends on this issue. Some of the Achronim say it depends on this issue. If you say Melechas Chol HaMoed is an Issa Do Raisa, so you have a real Issa Melech on Chol HaMoed, so then you have to say Harachamon Yanchil Yom Shkulo Tov. But if you say the Yisr Malacha is only Midirav Bonon, Midorais it's not an Yisr Malacha at all, Midorais is not a Yontif at all, and therefore you don't have to say Harachamon Yanchil Yom Shkulo Tov. Oh, so let's talk about just a couple of little practical applications here. Couple of practical applications. Let's say you want to paint your house on Chol HaMoed. So Moshe Feinstein says, not a good idea. Af letzorech HaMoed, even if you say, hey, I want to paint my house because I want to have a beautiful house on Yontif, it's going to help my Simchas Yontif. Let's say I'll paint the room in my house on Thursday of Chol HaMoed so that Shabbos Chol HaMoed, I'll have a beautiful house. So you say, Tzorech HaMoed. So Moshe Feinstein says, even if you say Tzorech HaMoed, Moshe Feinstein feels that that's Tircha Yusera. It's Tircha Yusera. It's too much work. You're going to get there in your overalls and sit there and schwitz and stand up there and paint the whole house. And Moshe thinks that's paint the whole room even. That's called Tircha Yusera. And he also says it's a Zilzel HaMoed. Zilzel HaMoed. Again, also, anything that we said that's Mutet Tzorach HaMoed, only Maise Hedyot and not Maise Uman. So my notes also have so. Might be related also to other stuff. We mentioned before, let's say if your table is broken or your chairs in the house are broken and you want to fix them to use them on Yontif. So it depends whether it's Maisa Uman or Maisa Hedyot. If a Hedyot could fix it, so then it's okay with Tzorech Yontif. But if it requires an Uman to fix it, an Uman, so you're not supposed to, you're generally supposed to stay away from Maisa Uman. What about tailoring? Tailoring. That's a whole shiloh. So tailoring is one of those unique things that it depends who does it. If a novice does the tailoring, it's not called a maisa uman. But if a tailor does the tailoring, it is called a maisa. So you probably should try to stay away from having stuff tailored on Yontif, even if you want it with Tzorech HaMoed. Okay, let's talk a little bit about tefillin on Chol HaMoed in closing. We'll close up with tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So this issue about whether or not there's an Isser Malacha, Midoraisa, on Yontif affects the issue of wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. I guess my one little bit of a pet peeve about this
that I think over time certain customs of the Jewish people have disappeared because people just don't want to do them and don't like doing them. And may as well, if I have two choices, I may as well not do it. That is not a legitimate way to erase a minhag Yisrael or a halacha, for that matter. What's my other example about this? Oh, keeping 2 days in Israel. Right. Keeping 2 days or a day and a half. Like when I was growing up, nobody kept 1 day in Israel. Nobody. Now, everybody keeps 1 day. What, it's because everybody studied the Chacham Tzvi's Tshuva? No, it's got nothing to do with that. It's just hard to do. It's hard to do, so... And it feels weird, so you don't do it. But anyway, or a day and a half at least, right? The post say a day and a half, something you should keep. Anyway, ask your own local Orthodox rabbi. Thankfully, I'm not a posek. I could just sit and throw things at you. But anyway, tefillin and chol hamoed. That's one of those things that every year I go to shul, I see fewer and fewer and fewer people are wearing tefillin and chol hamoed. I was like, heck, if most of the shul is not doing it, why should I do it? No? Who had the original minhag not to have people from Hasidic backgrounds don't wear tefillin and chol hamoed? People who follow all the Piskei Agro. All of a sudden, everybody's following all the Piskei Agro. This is the one psak of the Gra that everybody follows, that you don't wear tefillin and chol hamoed. Or I became all of a sudden Eretz Yisrael dikigid. The problem is that the people who originally settled Eretz Yisrael was mostly from the Talmidei HaGra and the Hasidisha. So the minhag in Eretz Yisrael was established. In Eretz Yisrael, nobody wears tefillin and chol hamoed. But if you're not from the Talmidei HaGra, you're not from Hasidisha lineage, so you have to check it. You have to check in your lineage, see how far back the minhag goes. Could be somebody just didn't know. But anyway, so there's a Tosfos. Tosfos Moed Katan says, the Bahag says it's us to put on tefillin chamoy. Ulatam shememayed shabbosos v'yomim tovim miyamim yamima. The Gemara Menachos, right? The Gemara has two limudim. How you know you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif? One of them is yamim yamima, right? Tefillin, it says yamim yamima. You only put on tefillin by a regular day, but Shabbos and Yontif is not a yamim yamima, so you do put on tefillin. You don't put on tefillin. So if you learn from Yom Yom Yom, I know Chol Moed is also not a stop day. Fine. Shabbos and Yom Tov is called an os. Tefillin is called an os. And if you're going to wear tefillin Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's like you're lacking in the os of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Yesh Lomar. Lefisha ain os in Melacha. Ki medavar avud. Since there's an Isser Melacha, Mido Raisa. So it's also an os. Avol Kasha, but Tosfos asks, Lamai depreciates la'el the melacha the chalmoy with rabbanon. If you say melachas chalmoy is on with rabbanon, so where's the os of chalamoid? Heichim emayit lahu. So how could the Bahag say you don't wear tefillin on chalamoid? Hello, there's no os of melacha in Torah. So where's the os? Where's the os? Yesh lomar, Tosfos says, Hoel va'ochel matzah. Yoshev besukkah, ain sarich os. Since you eat matzah and you sit in the sukkah on chol hamoed, so you don't need an os. That's the os. You don't have to have the os of this in malacha. The os could be this as well. Vimu emes the chol hamoed chayv betfillin. But maybe yesh lomar hov os in malacha bo ain os. Oh, and why would you say chol hamoed is chayv betfillin? Since we do malacha. Either because there's no os of the rice, even the rabbanon, we do certain malachas, so there's no os. Umiyamim yamim manami lo mamayit, ela yomtif t'cholot mishar yamim. Chol hamoed is not considered distinguishable. So this issue about whether or not the issue of malachah hamoed affects the issue of tefillin, there are two minhagim in Klal Yisrael. Some people wear tefillin chol hamoed, some people don't wear tefillin. It's interesting. So I daven in a shul that has very, very strong Hasidic leanings. Very strong Hasidic leanings. So one time, like an idiot, I walked in there to daven on chol hamoed, and of course I start putting on my tefillin. So they said, "You got to go to the women's section. You got to go to." They banished me to the women's section to go put on my tefillin. So I got very offended by that, and I thought it was very wrong, very terrible. They banished me to the women's section. So again, I, I learned I didn't ever go back to the daven chol hamoed. Okay, fine. But I saw that in the poskim takas say that way. The poskim write that it's better if you have the option that in a shul where you have some people putting on tefillin chol hamoed, some people not putting on tefillin chol hamoed, it's better to make two minyanim because of problems of lo tizgo to do. Lo sas agudos agudos. You're not supposed to daven in one shul where there's people doing two different minhagim. That's a problem of lo tizgo to do. Al tasu agudos agudos. One of the things we learn from lo tizgo to do is that the religion is not supposed to be broken up into different sections. Right? For those of you who don't know, we started a Sephardi minyan here at Yeshiva. Every day. Every day Sephardi minyan. That's part of the reason that you're not supposed to have agudos agudos. People doing two different minhagim in the same shul. So really, in my shul, they're really right. They're trying to say, this is a shul, nobody puts on tefillin, we have all the chassidus shemenagim here. You want to put on tefillin? You're not going to violate lotus go to do. We're going to put you in the women's section. So now I go to the Young Israel Woodmere. There you have some people putting on tefillin, some people not putting on tefillin. They don't keep this idea of the postman that you should have separate minyanim. They don't do that. But there are two minyanim in Klai Yisrael. Whether it's a violation of lotus go to do is beyond the scope. Anyway, just to review what we learned. So we learned that Chol HaMoed has a shtikl kedusha sayom, not the full kedusha. You're supposed to be wear a little bit nicer clothing, eat a little bit nicer food, meat and wine you should have. Bread is a mitzvah min hamuvchar. There's no chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah min hamuvchar. But the dress is also supposed to be a little bit better in Chol HaMoed. There's a shayla about isser malacha, but again, we have to realize, some rishonim hold the isser malacha is an isser doraisa. So you do have to be careful, right? Just to stop, I don't know, pay your bills. Just to stop, pay your bills that you could as easily pay the bill afterwards. Again, even though that bill is hanging over your head, it's going to bother my Simchas Yontif that I can't pay it. So I've got to ask a shayla. The Gemara says in one place, Hilchas Chol HaMoed Akuros Hei. It's very hard to know the laws of Chol HaMoed. About 30 years ago, a lot of the ideas that I said came from this book. There's an English book, The Laws of Chol HaMoed. I don't know if you ever saw it. Chol HaMoed book. It's a very, very nice book. Has a lot of... Shaz, there's a lot to learn. We only had 45 minutes, but anyway, it was a pleasure. And Bez Hashem, the main thing is that Yontif should be a time of spiritual growth, like the Yushami says. The whole point of the Yisra Malacha, so even though some of you guys just made Yiridah for Yontif, came back from Eretz Yisrael for Yontif. So Yontif should be a shtick Eretz Yisrael. It should be Aliyah Ruchnes. That's what Tosis quotes from the Yushami. The reason why we don't do Malacha is to have your heart be panui for Limud HaTorah. Again, taking trips is nice. Trips is important. Chol HaMoed. You want to take trips, Chol HaMoed. Eretz Yisrael, everybody, the whole country goes on trips, Chol HaMoed. Everybody's got the little grill there. You get your barbecue and whatever. It never works, that thing anyway, the little thing. But you got the grill. So trips are good. But the ikar point of the Isra Malacha is that a person, A, Simchas Yontif, but B, that our hearts should be panui for limudat Torah, for growth in Torah. So great to see everybody back. Bez Hashem, it should be a month of Geula. We should be able to celebrate together in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. But if not, we should all have a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, a Chag of Cheirus, Ein Lecha Ben Chorin Al Misha Osek BaTorah, a Chag of Aliyah Ruchnis, spiritual growth, Lanu L'Chol Beis Yisrael. Thank you very, very much for coming.